章六到七节，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。神所赐出人意外的平安，必在耶稣基督里保守你的心怀意念。在过去这段时间，因为有许多的不确定感，所以我们可能很多计划都受到的打断，生活的步调也跟过去不一样。但是我们属主的人是有福的人，因为我们可以在主的话语里面寻求他所赐给我们的平安。我们的神他是信实的神，在他的话语里面可以找到他信实的应许。下面来唱这一首诗歌，你是我的一切。我依靠的力量，你是我寻求的宝藏，你是我的一切。逃避贵重的珠宝，怎能放弃你不要？你是我的一切，耶稣。神羔羊配得大赞美，耶稣神羔羊配得大赞美。 Taking my sin, my cross, my shame, rising again, I bless your nameYou are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name.Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. 耶稣神羔羊，耶稣神羔羊，配得大赞美。耶稣神羔羊。配得大赞美。接下来是祷告的时间，请 Abraham 来带领我们一下的祷告。
历代志下第六章第十二节到第二十节，所罗门当着以色列会众，站在耶和华的坛前，举起手来。所罗门曾造一个铜台，长五肘，宽五肘，高三肘，放在院中，就站在台上，当着众以色列的会众跪下，向天举手说：耶和华以色列的神啊，天上地下没有神可比你的，你向那尽心行在你面前的仆人守约施慈爱，你向你仆人我父大卫所应许的话现在应验，你亲口应许，亲手成就，正如今日一样。耶和华以色列的神啊，你所应许你仆人我父大卫的话说，你的子孙若谨慎自己的行为，遵守我的律法，像你在我面前所行的一样，就不断人做以色列的国位。现在求你应验这话。耶和华以色列的神啊，求你成就像你仆人大卫所应许。神果真与世人同住在地上吗？看哪，天和天上的天尚且不足你居住，何况我所建的这殿呢？唯求耶和华我的神垂顾仆人的祷告祈求，父听仆人在你面前的祷告呼吁，愿你昼夜看顾这殿，就是你应许为你的名立的居所， 求你垂听你仆人在此处向你的祷告。我们一起起立，我们向神祷告。亲爱的主耶稣基督，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，我们敬拜你。主啊，你用自己的身体，破碎自己的身体，为我们开了一条又新又活的路。主啊，就像你说的，拆毁这殿，三天我要把它建起来。主啊，今天这是你以你的身体为殿，让你的儿女能够来到你面前，来敬拜你。亲爱的主，我们实在是感谢你。主啊，你正是父神向我们守约施慈爱的，施慈爱的那一位。亲爱的主，我们赞美你。主，你在高天宝座之上，主，你洗净了人的罪，就坐在父神的右边。主，你也天天为我们代求。主，我们献上感谢，我们赞美你，我们敬拜你。愿你儿女在今天的敬拜，无论是在这个地方，无论是在线上，主，让我们的敬拜能够像馨香祭达到你的面前，让你的名得着尊崇，让你的名得着高举。主啊，让你在我们当中居首位掌王权。亲爱的主，当你的名被高举的时候，主，求你赐下你的恩典在你的众儿女身上。亲爱的主，还再一次把我们众弟兄姐妹仰望在你的手中。主啊，求你施怜悯在我们身上。主啊，我们明白今天我们蒙着你的宝血的拯救。主啊，我们蒙着你的身体为我们掰开，我们来到得了这样的恩典，得了这样拯救，我们就应当尽全的来活在你的面前。主啊，追求圣洁。主啊，也更是让你的慈爱在我们的心中发动，让我们愿意来追求，来跟随你。因着你的慈爱，不是因着惧怕。主啊，因为你已经废了死和罪的权势，所以我们今天来到你的面前，更是因为你的爱的吸引，更是因为我们羡慕你的美。主，我们愿意来跟随你，愿意来做你的门徒。亲爱的主，在我们身上做这样造就的工作，在我们身上来吸引我们来归向你，让我们的信心，让我们仰望你这位为我们信心创始成终的主。亲爱的主，还是把这个聚会仰望在你的手中，在我们教会聚会慢慢的从线上到实体这个过程当中，主啊，你保守这个地方，主啊，你圣灵看顾这个地方，主啊，以你极大的慈爱恩典来拦阻一切恶者的作为。主啊，让我们在这样的光景当中，生命当中真实的来经历你的保守，你的看顾，主啊，你的平安。亲爱的主，把我们今天的聚会交在你的手中。主啊，你让我们众弟兄姐妹同心合意，无论在何处同心合意，我们在你面前的敬拜，在你面前我们来听你的话语。主，我们在你面前的唱诗，一切都蒙你的恩典。主啊，还直接把我们教会的事工继续仰望在你的手中。主，随着我们从线上到实体聚会的慢慢的变化，主，把我们弟兄姐妹的服事，教会的各样事工的展开，也预备我们众弟兄姐妹，无论是青少年儿童的事工和其他的事工，主，你预备我们弟兄姐妹的心在你的面前。主啊，你让我们记得，主，你说过你在哪里，服侍你的人也要在哪里。主啊，我们也记得，让我们记得父神说过，若有人服侍你，父神要尊重他。亲爱的主，我们巴不得我们众弟兄姐妹借着我们的敬拜，借着我们的交通，借着我们的服侍，你在我们生命当中做那奇妙的工作，改变我们，让我们这次能够成为一个更像你的人。亲爱的主，还直接把我们弟兄姐妹当中，生活当中，生命当中，身体当中有难处的，仰望在你的手中。主啊，你施怜悯在我们身上，听我们再次向你的祈求。主啊，顾念我们不过是血肉之体。主啊，顾念我们真是尘土所造。主啊，你挪去我们心中、生命当中、身体当中、生活当中的难处。主啊，卸下我们的重担。主，让我们真实的经历一番劳苦担重担的人来到你面前，你就使我们得安息，这样的宝贵的应许。亲爱的主，孩子，医治我们身体当中有软弱的，看顾我们当身体当中、生命当中有难处的。主，我们把我们自己仰望在你的手中。亲爱的主，孩子，也再一次为这个国家、为全地的疫情祷告。主啊，真是求你怜悯的手，在那些受难受苦得病的，或者失去亲人的家庭当中，主啊，真是把你极大的怜悯、极大的安慰临到这些 主啊，孩子也把你的儿女各到各处来交在你的手中。主啊，你让我们在我们所在的地方，为当地的社区，为当地的百姓来向你呼求。主啊，也因着这个地方有着50个、20个、10个义人向你的呼求，不是靠着我们自己的义，乃是主耶稣基督在我们身上成就的义。因着这样义人的祷告，主啊，你看顾那个地方。亲爱的主，孩子也把这全地各个国家都在慢慢的恢复，从完全的封闭到慢慢的恢复的时候，主啊，孩子求你伸手止住那疫情再次的复燃。主啊，也保守我们的政治领袖，我们的官员在做决定的时候，真是有个谦卑的心在你面前。主啊，知道你是那位真神，让他们寻求从你而来的智慧。主啊，孩子感谢你，主，我们感谢你在这里听我们的祷告。主，我们把接下去的敬拜仰望在你的手中，求你的恩典在我们当中，我愿你的名得着当得的荣耀。孩子这样感谢祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名。
请坐。在约翰福音3:16讲到说，神爱世人，神的爱大到一个地步，他愿意赐下他的独生爱子，为我们死在十字架上面。这样的爱是多大的爱，这样的恩典是奇妙的恩典，在世人中是找不到的。只有当神他愿意向世人显现启示这样的恩典，这样的爱的时候，我们才能够认识，来唱这一首《奇异恩典》。奇异恩典，何等甘甜！我罪已得赦免，欠我世上尽被寻回，瞎眼睛的看见，好大恩典使我敬畏，使我心的安慰。主心之事，寂寞恩惠，真是何等宝贵！经过许多危险网络，饱受人间苦楚，是安定我，平安度过，把日归回天父，When we've been there in 1,000 years, my shining us the sun, we've known these days to sing God's praise. Then when we first began, 我们为着神这极大的恩典，奇异的恩典，我们来感谢他。接下来是洪涛弟兄信息的分享，那今天要跟我们分享生命在他里头。
感谢神，我们今天来到神的殿中，我们再次来思想神的话语。
Thank God, today we come to the temple of God. Let's think, study the word of God.
我们今天是我们在这一段时间，因为疫情的关系，我们再一次第一次恢复在实体聚会。
This is the first time since the COVID-19. That's the first time in the recent months. First time we have this worship in the church.
所以在今天的聚会当中，我们也会开始新的一卷书，就是约翰福音的查考和思想，在我们主日信息当中。
So today we will in a Sunday message we'll start a new book. This is the book of John, Gospel of John. We'll start a new book.
我们曾经就是用了很长很长的时间，甚至是好几年的时间，来查考、来思想马太福音在主日信息当中。
And we have instead spent a very long time, several years actually, and study Sunday message. We studied the book of Matthew.
那么福音书的头三卷书马太、马可、路加被人称为对观福音。
And so the first three gospel is called synoptic.
就好像
gospel.
就这个词呢，就对观这个词，就好像我们在看一出戏剧，但是有三个舞台在演同一场戏。
And that particular word for synoptic gospel, it's just like we have a three stage. There's a one play show, but show on the three stage.
就这段时间，因为疫情的关系嘛，就是我在家里给自己理发。其实我一直都是给自己理发的。
And so this time, because of the COVID-19, I was cutting hair myself at home. Actually, I cut hair myself all the time.
那这个时候我就想，如果我这边有面镜子，这边有面镜子，这边有面镜子就好了。
And I was when I cut my hair, I said if I have three mirrors on the left and the center and the right, that would be great.
我知道有些女孩子这个化妆是这样的哈，这边都有镜。
I know some of the girls may have this type of a three side of a mirror for their makeup.
所以前三卷福音书马太、马可、路加就好像是同一场戏剧的三个舞台，或者是从三个角度。来看主耶稣基督的言行，来记载主耶稣基督的言行。
So the first three gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, is just like a three stage of one play, and simultaneously recorded the word of God, a word of Jesus, and action of Jesus.
但是约翰福音是完全不同的。
But Book of John, Gospel of John is quite different.
所以约翰福音被人称为属灵的福音，或者说启示中的启示。
And so, therefore, somebody called the Gospel of John is a spiritual gospel, and or they said the revelation of the revelation.
我这样说不是说约翰福音比其他的福音书更加重要，不是这个意思。
When I say this, I'm not mean that Gospel of John is important than the other gospels.
但是约翰福音确实是非常特殊。
But Gospel of John is a special in some way.
在约翰福音里面记载超过 90% 的内容在其他三卷福音书里是看不到的。
Because what the record, about 90% of the content recorded in the book of Gospel John is not showing in the other Gospels.
那同样的在其他的福音书里记载的大部分内容尤其是耶稣所行的神迹在约翰福音里是看不到的。
And also, similarly, there's a lot of things recorded in the first three Gospels, especially some of the miracles that Jesus performed, is not recorded in the book of John.
对，我相信有上帝奇妙的带领，在我们恢复实体聚会的时候，我们第一次恢复实体聚会的时候，我们会开始新的一卷圣经书信的查考，就是约翰福音。
So I think this is God's will, then when we started our first worship in the church, and we start this new book, Gospel of John.
我们一起来读约翰福音的第一章第一节到第五节的经文。
Today I would like we read together Book of John, chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 5.
啊，我们可以看到眼前的大屏幕，我们可以一起来读约翰福音一章一到五节。
And we can look at on the screen and we read together.
约翰福音一章一节起，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物是照他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。感谢神，我们经文就读到这里，我们一起来祷告。
Thank God, this is the scripture we're going to read, and let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你借着圣经把你的话语赐给我。
Thank you, you give us your word through the Bible.
你告诉我们，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口中所出的一切话。
You teach us that people live not by the bread alone, but by the word of God.
愿神的话语成我们脚前的灯，路上的光，不让我们在黑暗当中行。
May the word of God become a lamp upon our feet and a light upon paths, so that we are not walking in the darkness.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer is the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
约翰福音一开始不像其他的福音书要记载耶稣的家谱，约翰福音一开始就直接就指出耶稣基督就是上帝，就是独一的真神。
Not unlike the other gospels that record the genealogy of Jesus Christ, in the beginning of the Gospel of John, it pointed out clearly that God, Jesus is God.
在其他的福音书里会，通过记载耶稣的家谱，然后来证明耶稣。应验了旧约许许多多的预言。
In the three gospels, because by recording the genealogy of Jesus Christ, it's trying to point to the fact that Jesus is the fulfillment of the prophecy that made in the Old Testament.
然后记载耶稣很多的言行，甚至耶稣所遭遇的一些事情，来证明耶稣应验了旧约。先知的预言。
And also record a lot of the God's, Jesus' action and the word and all the things he encountered to show that Jesus fulfilled the prophecy made of him in the Old Testament.
但是约翰福音从来不是这样。
But Gospel John seems not tempted to do that.
所以约翰福音一开始就直接就指出耶稣基督就是独一的真神上帝，他是创造这世界的那一位。
And so in the beginning of the Gospel John, John basically made it very clear, God, Jesus is the God. He's the creator of this world.
在约翰福音只记载了耶稣所行的七个神迹。
In the Gospel of John, only recorded seven miracles that Jesus performed.
那么其中有五个神迹是在其他的福音书里看不到的。
And among them, five of them actually is not recorded in the other Gospels.
但是约翰福音里大量的篇幅就类似我们刚才所读到的经文，就是直接的宣告，直接的启示，甚至在我们看来还有一点深奥。
And so Gospel John actually, if you look at the whole book, spent a huge length to directly talk about that Jesus is a God. And in some place is kind of a little difficult to understand.
所以奥古斯丁说约翰福音深的足够让大象在里面游泳。
And so Augustine basically said the book of John is so deep that an elephant can actually swim in there.
但是又非常浅，一个小婴儿在里面游泳都不会淹死。
But it also a little shallow, even a little baby swimming there won't be drowned.
事实上在约翰福音快到结束的时候，使徒约翰用一句话来总结约翰福音到底在说什么。
So if you want to see what the purpose of the book of John, and in the end, John uses a one sentence to summarize what's the purpose of the book of John.
事实上这句话也可以用来概括整本圣经，新旧约圣经，整本圣经到底在说什么。
And this one sentence, if you put a simple way, it also can summarize the whole Bible, what the whole Bible is going to say.
我们一起来读一下这一句话。
And I want us to read this together.
在约翰福音二十章三十一节，我们看到大屏幕可以一起来读。 约翰福音20章31节起，但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。约翰福音甚至整本圣经都可以用这句话来概括。
Book of John and even the whole Bible can be summarized in this one script.
叫我们能够信靠主耶稣基督，并且靠着信靠他，我们可以得生命。
So basically, so we can believe in Jesus Christ, and because of believing Him, so we can have a life in His name.
我们今天我们不会去花太多时间去查考约翰福音一开始的经文。
And today we're not going to spend too many time to, in the detail, to study the beginning of those scriptures.
我们在这第一次恢复实体聚会的时候，我们可以一起回到最起初，我们最起初的接受信仰的那个时候。
And it's the first time after a long time worship in the church. Let's go back to the very beginning when we actually how we come to the faith.
或者我们回到最根本、最根本性的问题。
Or we go back to the very fundamental questions.
为什么要信上帝？
Why are we believing God?
怎么样才可以信他？
How can I believe in God?
事实上，当我跟人家传福音的时候，我经常碰到这样的问题，就是很多人说我没有办法，实在是没有办法信上帝。我很努力，我很想信，但是我没有办法，我看不见他，摸不到他，我怎么信？
And many times in my when I preach gospel to other people, some people come to me say, I try very hard, I really want to, but I just cannot believe. How can I believe a one that I cannot see, I cannot touch?
这不仅仅是我以前在中国大陆的时候，因为在中国大陆都是接受无神论的教育嘛，唯物主义的教育。
This type of reaction is not only that the time when I was in China, of course China, because there's atheist teaching through the life of youth.
甚至就是当我来到美国之后，我事实上也碰到一些朋友也是同样的问题，就是他们不是受这种无神论唯物主义教育长大，但他们说我真的没有办法信，我看不到，摸不到。
But even I come to the United States, even that this country is not have this atheist education, whatever, but the people still have this type of struggle, said, how can I trust the one that I cannot see and I cannot touch?
其实我以前我心里也是充满这样的问题，我怎么可能信呢？看不到，摸不到。很多基督徒说他听见上帝的声音，你告诉我怎么听呢？我怎么听不到啊？
And before I become Christian, I have the same struggle too. And I can teach, I can hear, I can touch. And a lot of Christians told me that they hear the voice of God, but I never hear the voice of God.
后来当我真正开始思想这个问题的时候，事实上我发现很多我看不到摸不到的东西我都相信或者我都接受了。
But actually, when I think about this question, and I find out that actually,In life, there's a lot of things I cannot see, I cannot touch, I accept it.
比如说我们现在就是现在有很多的电磁波，有很多的这个辐射的射线就在这里。
For example, today there's just right here, there's a lot of electric waves or electromagnetic waves around this room.
我们应该都承认这一点吗？
I think everyone here will beacknowledge this fact.
我们现在手机随时在接受这个无线信号，我们都承认这一点哈。
And our cell phone right now at this moment accepting all those signals.
但是我看不见，摸不到它。
But I cannot see it and I cannot touch it.
但是书本这样告诉我。
But textbook tell me this.
然后我就相信，我就接受。
Then I take it and I believe it.
然后书本告诉我这个。原子的结构，电子的结构是这个样子，我就相信，我就接受。
And the book told me what is the structure of an atom and what is the structure of an electron, and I take it and accept it.
然后有人说啊，因为有人做过试验了，你不用做试验了，因为有人做过了，有人观察到了，你不用去观察了，你就相信接受好了。
And someone's rationale is you believe this because other people did the experiment and they see it, so you just accept.
但是我就想，那这世界上那么多的人信靠上帝，他们天天向神祷告，天天听见神的声音，那他们说话，我为什么就不信呢？
But by the same token, I'm thinking, okay, in this world, so many Christians actually pray to God, hear what the God says. But when they said, why I cannot believe?
是啊，你像我们，尤其是在这个新冠病毒期间，啊，很多人相信每天看到的各种媒体，各种报道，哎，很多人就相信。
And especially in this COVID-19, every day there's so many information reporting comes in, and we just take it and believe it.
很多这种信息都是互相矛盾的，但是呢，很多人他就认为只有他知道的是真相，别人都是被蒙蔽了。
And sometimes even all those messages contradict to each other, and some people just believe only the things I know is the truth, and all the other people are being fooled.
后来有时候我看到这个现象，我会感觉，你怎么知道的？你看见了吗？你做了试验吗？你看得到摸得到吗？你怎么知道这个病毒的起源呢？还不是别人告诉你。
So when I observe this phenomenon, I was just thinking, how do you know what you hear is true? And how do you know you didn't do an experiment? You just believe what people says. And this people said this virus originated from here. You take it.
所以简单的说，事实上很多很多的事情我们都看不到，我们都摸不到，我们都没有亲身去验证，但是我们都接受啊，完全接受。
But in a simple way, so many things we cannot see it, we cannot touch it, but we take it and we accept it completely.
但是唯独对圣经、对上帝，我们就完全是另外的态度了。
Except that to God and to Bible, we completely take a different approach.
上帝，你一定要让我看一下，你要让我摸一下。
And God, you have to let me see it, and you have to let me touch it.
你一定要做点什么。
You got to do something.
这不是很奇怪吗？
And this kind of strange.
当然了，最深层的原因，其实我们每个人都知道，没有人希望有上帝。
And of course, in the very deep reason is because no one want have a God.
为什么这么说呢
？Why I say that?
因为自从我们的始祖堕落犯罪以来，他们就想自己做上帝。
Because since the fall of our fathers. And so people, human, just want to become a God themselves.
亚当夏娃他们想像上帝一样。
Adam and Eve want to become a God, like a God.
自从我们的始祖堕落犯罪之后，这个骄傲，这个悖逆的心，这个血液就流淌在每个人身上。
Since the fall in the garden, that the pride, that rebellious nature is inherited by everyone.
我们不想有一个上帝，这个上帝每天在审视我，这个上帝按他的标准来审判我，来驾驭我，我不要我这样的上帝。
And I don't want to have a God like examine me every day, and he will judge me or he will teach me according to his standard.
我要按我的想法去生活，我要走我的路。
I want to live a way that according to my own will, I want to walk the path that I want to go.
有的时候你不要说上帝了，有时候我们身边的人如果总是来架起我们，来说我们这做的不对，我们都很烦，是不是？
Don't even mention God. If some people around us constantly examine us and judge us, we'll be very annoyed.
但是如果有个上帝，他不仅是每天在审视我们，他还要有最终的审判，把我们丢到永恒的审判当中，一个骄傲悖逆的人不喜欢这样的上帝。
So if it is God, it's not only everyday examine us, it's he will execute eternal judgment, and that people really don't like it.
所以我们用各种各样的理由，各种各样的借口告诉自己，没有上帝，没有上帝，我信不来，我信不了。
So people use all kind of excuses, all kind of reasons, claim there's no God, or I cannot believe God. There's no way I'll be able to believe in God.
当然了。但是一个我刚才说就是其实这是一个很根本性的原因，但是一个更表面的原因就是我信上帝有什么用呢？
Of course, this is a very, very fundamental reason that people don't want to believe in God. But then another reason that a very practical is some people said, what's the use to believe in a God?
我信上帝，我信耶稣，我就不会得新冠病毒吗？
If I believe in God, so I will not have a COVID-19?
一样的，一样的，基督徒一样被新冠病毒感染的。
It's the same. A Christian will be infected by the COVID-19.
我就认识不止一个基督徒，他们就感染新冠病毒。
I know more than one Christian. I personally know more than one Christian. They have infected by the COVID-19.
在纽约，在全美死了80,000多人，他们当中没有基督徒吗
？And in New York, in the whole United States, 80,000 people died. Among them, there's no Christian.
我相信有很多的基督徒。
I believe there are, maybe many.
我知道有一个父亲，就是对他的孩子讲：“你要信耶稣，你要信耶稣。这样的话，你做任何事情，就可以成功。
”I hear a father say to his child, and he said, you got to believe in God, so it will be success in all you do.
后来那个孩子对父亲说，这个世界上很多很成功的人，他们没有信仰。
And then this son that talked to his father, is a lot of successful person in this world, they don't have a faith.
然后这个世界上很多很有知识的人，大科学家，他们没有信仰。
And today in this world, a lot of great scientists, they don't have a faith either.
那今天还有人讲这句话，就是我试过了，我试过了 ，I tried， 我试过耶稣，但没有用。
And today even some people said this: I have tried, but it's no use.
然后我考试之前我真的祷告了，但是我考试还是不及格。
If I take the exam, test, I prayed, but after that I still got an F.
确实，就很多人就说。信耶稣有什么用啊？信耶稣有什么用
？So these people have other reasons. Said that there's no use. What's the use to believe in God? Believe in Jesus?
啊，我以前看过一个见证，就是一个小女孩，她觉得人生很苦闷，每天都很不开心。
And before I read a story before, and there's a little girl, and every day she was very sad, very troubled.
然后他教会的这个 youth director 就对他说：“哎呀，你为什么这么不开心呢？你是基督徒啊，你以后可以去天堂啊，你有永生呐。”
So her church youth director just talked to her, said, "Why you're so sad and troubled? Remember, you're a Christian. You have eternal life. You will go to heaven."
后来这个小女孩说：“你说这些我都知道啊。”
And then little girl tell the youth director, "Say, yes, I know."
哎，我是有永生啊，我信耶稣以后去天堂啊，我知道。
I believe in Jesus. I will go to heaven, and I have eternal life. I know.
但是我每天去到学校，没有男生看我。
But every day I went to school, no boys actually take note of me.
那个女孩子她很 popular.
And that girl, she's very popular.
我那些帅。男生都不管我，都忽略我，我很不开心。
All those handsome boy never take notice of me. They just watch that girl.
他说：“你跟我讲天堂，你跟我讲永生，有什么用呢？但是男孩子不看我。
”And you told me to have an eternal life or all those, but what's use? Those handsome boy don't take notice of me.
我们怎么回答这个女孩子呢
？So how do you?Answer. How do you tell this girl?
我又知道另外一个见证哈，就是我知道有一个年轻的妈妈，生活非常的艰苦，一个人带四个孩子，一个人打四份工。
So also I know this story. There's a young mother. She has four kids.And she's doing very hard work. She actually takes four jobs to support her family.
她每天只要有十分钟可以休息的时间，她就要找个地方要靠一下、躺一下，因为她太累了。
So she's so exhausted in the daily work. Every day she just hope there's 10 minutes she can lie down and relax.
生活非常非常的不容易。
And she actually worked very hard, live a very hard life.
但是这个年轻的妈妈呢，在中学的时候是校花哎。
But this young mother, when she was in high school, she is the school's beauty queen.
很多男孩子追求她，喜欢她，围她转哎。
And so many young boys chasing after her.
她那个时候很多被很多人羡慕的。
And she was admired by a lot of girls.
她那个时候她但是这些男孩子最后都离开了。
But those boys that chasing her, they finally left.
留给她四个孩子。
And the only thing left for her is the four kids.
如果这个妈妈听到那个小女孩的那个苦恼，那这个年轻妈妈会对她说什么呢？
So if this young mother hear this little girl's sadness, what she would say to her?
所以有时候我就在想，如果我是那个 youth director, 我会对这个女孩子说，你真正需要的不是有多少男孩子围着你转，你真正需要的是主耶稣。
And so I'm thinking, if I'm the youth director, I would say to her that what you really need is not those boys chasing you, but rather what you need is you have Jesus.
如果你不认识上帝，你不认识这一位神，你不知道你活着到底是为什么。
If you don't know God, if you don't know this true God, then you don't know what you live for.
或者你不知道什么东西真正是对你有益处的。
Or you don't know what the things are truly benefit to you.
我们都知道，在唯独在约翰福音记载，耶稣跟那个撒玛利亚打水的那个妇人有一番谈话。
We know that only that book of John, Gospel of John record Jesus' conversation with the Samaritan woman.
那个撒玛利亚妇人曾经有五个男人跟她在一起生活过。
And remember the Samaritan woman, the Bible said he has five husbands, five men live with her.
我相信这个女人应该很漂亮。
I believe that woman must be very attractive.
要不然不会有五个男人都愿意去跟她生活一段时间。
Otherwise, probably no, like five men would be live with her. Each has a certain period of time.
但这五个男人有没有给他带来喜乐，带来满足呢？
But is this five men bring any joy and happiness into his life, into her life?
没有。
No, no.
我相信带来的就是伤害。
And I believe what they brought to her is just hurt.
所以在大中午最热的时候，他一个人出来打水，他不想见任何人。
So in the noon time, it's the most hottest time in the desert. She comes out, she get the water because she don't want to run into any other person.
一个很漂亮，一个吸引很多男人的女人，但是很痛苦，很孤独。
A very beautiful woman, very attractive to the man, but she is very painful and very sorrow.
最后这个女人怎样才能喜乐起来呢？
So, how this woman actually have a joy in her?
因为她认识了耶稣。
And because she know Jesus.
因为她跟上帝对话。
Because she talked to God.
她生命完全不一样，欢呼雀跃，又跑到城里去，告诉全城的人，她认识了救主。
And her life no longer the same. Jump around with joy and run into the city, tell everybody about the Savior.
他那个时候他还在不在乎多少男人喜欢我，多少人看我，他还在不在乎这些？
At that time, she is no longer care about how many men like her or chasing her.
完全不在乎。
Completely, not.
因为他认识耶稣。
Because she knows Jesus.
耶稣说，他那里有活水的江河，有生命的源头。他得着那活水的江河和生命的源头。
Because Jesus told her that in him there is the living water, is the source of life.
所以在我们要开始新的一卷福音书约翰福音之前，我想我们要回到最根本最根本性的问题，为什么要信上帝？
So when we start start a new book, a new gospel, and we go back to the very fundamental question, why we want to believe in God.
其实我们已经第一个问题已经解决了，不是说我能不能信的问题，这其实不是问题。
So we actually, the first question, whether we can believe a God, actually it's not really a question.
因为你信，我们都信很多很多东西。
Because we believe in a lot of things.
我们就接受了。
We take it.
但是我们就说，因为只有在上帝那里有生命。
So there's only in God there is a life.
约翰福音一开始就告诉我们，在他里面有生命。
And in the very beginning of the Gospel of John, it says, in him there's a life.
所以换句话说，不在他里面的就没有生命。
So in an alternative way, basically says, with not in him, then there is no life.
那么有人就说，哎呀，信上帝我知道，信上帝我知道人生有意义，有目标，有价值，但是我还是不愿意信，为什么呢？
And so somebody have this argument. They say, I know that believing God, you have a meaning of your life, have a purpose, but I still cannot believe.
因为信上帝，我失去很多人生的乐趣。
The reason is that if I believe in God, then I lost of the joy, happiness I can enjoy in my life.
事实上，就很多年以前，当我跟我的大学同学传福音的时候，他们都承认，就是有信仰。这个人生是有意义，是有目标，他们都承认。
And actually, as many years ago, when I preached my to my classmate in college, and almost they all believe, they acknowledge that if they have a faith, you have the purpose, your meaning, you will live a meaningful life.
后来我就说，那你们就信呢？为什么不信呢？
And then I ask them, so if so, why don't you believe? Why don't you accept?
后来他说，那我们信耶稣之后，我们人生就没乐趣了，好多事情不能做了。
And but they said, well, if I believe in Jesus, I have a faith, then I lost a lot of things I want to do. I cannot do it anymore.
人生很多乐趣就失去了。
A lot of the happiness were lost.
其实这是对上帝一个极大的误解，人只有信上帝，人生才有真正的喜乐，真正的乐趣。
But that actually is a biggest misunderstanding of God. People will be trust God, then you will have the true joyfulness and happiness.
只有一个真正信上帝的人，认识上帝的人，他每天他都可以津津有味地活着。
Only the person who truly know God and experience God, then he can live a very colorful life.
他可以在最小的事情、最平淡的事情当中，他得到最大的乐趣和喜乐。
Even in the very small, insignificant things, he can enjoy a great joy in his life.
有一个非常著名的无神论者啊，一个英国人，Richard 那个 Dawkins 道金斯。
And it is a very famous atheist. It's a British, and his name is Richard Dawkins.
然后呢，他是英国的生物学家，他是英国皇家科学院的院士，英国科学学会的主席。
And he is a biologist, and he is a lawyer, member of lawyer science institution, and also he is a British Science Association chairman of the British Science Association.
他的头衔还很多了，反正一句话，他是一个大科学家。
But he has a lot of titles, but just in short, he is a great scientist.
然后他是一个非常出名的无神论者。
And he also is a very famous atheist.
这个今天这个世界啊，有四个很出名的无神论者，他们被称为无神论四骑士。
In today's world, actually, there's four very famous atheists. They are called four knights of atheist.
一个英国人，三个美国人。
And one British, three Americans.
没有俄国人呐，没有中国人呐。
No Russia, no Chinese.
Okay. 那么，美国哲学家。Daniel 丹特尼，还有 Sam Harris， 还有这个Crystal， 他们这反正在各自的领域哈，都非常非常名气非常大，就是很多很多年轻人可能知道他们，因为他们影响非常大。
The other three is is American philosopher Daniel Dennett, and the other one is American scientist Sam Harris, And the other one is a Jewish American author. It's Christopher Hitchens. And maybe a lot of young men knows them. They, in their own area, they are very famous for their achievement.
那四个人被称为无神论四骑士，无神就是攻击这个，尤其是基督教信仰。
And these four guys is called four knights of atheist. They are constantly attacked, especially of Christianity.
很多人跟从他们。
And a lot of followers of them.
啊，我们就说那个英国人他讲过一段话哈，他搞生物的。
And let's look at what Dawkinson said.
他说啊，当你去欣赏美丽的风景。啊，山川河流，当你很陶醉、很欣赏的时候，这个道金子说：“我来告诉你，是为什么。”
And Dawkins said, when you enjoy all those very beautiful scene, and enjoy it, let me tell why.
因为啊，你的祖先知道在那里有食物，那么呢，这个就一直就传递下来，在你的基因里面。所以因为那里有食物，所以你看到这些你就很开心。
Remember, he is a biologist, so he basically said the reason you enjoy those beautiful scene and all those enjoyed is because your ancestor that knows there is a food there. So this inherited from your gene, it become of one of your nature.
也就是说，你看到的所有的美，那事实上。你脑袋里想的是吃的，我可以在这个地方找到吃的。
And it basically says when you enjoy all the beauty and all those things, beautiful scene, actually deep in your mind, you're talking about the food. You think you can find the food there. It's inherited from your ancestor.
这是不是很荒唐的言论呢？
And it's kind of ridiculous saying.
很多人信呢。
A lot of people believe. A lot of people accept that.
这很荒唐。
And this is very absurd.
我们去看雪山，我们去看大峡谷，我们去看外太空，是因为那里有吃的吗？
And today, when we look at the beautiful snow mountain and look at Canyon. And we look at all the space, the beauty of all the space. We are not because there's something to eat there.
如果我们看美丽的风景，就是为了想到吃的，那猪圈最美了。
And if we look at the beautiful scene, we only want to look at the food, then the pig pen probably is the beautiful scene.
那今天养猪的人，那可以卖门票了。
And
那是最美啊，来看呢。
And the people who raise the pig can sell the ticket for people to see.
很荒谬的言论。
That's a very absurd statement.
我记得我以前有一个同事，我向他传福音的时候啊。
I remember I have a colleague when I preached the gospel to him.
然后他跟我分享，他一生中他觉得最让他最震撼的一个时刻，最美的一个时刻，他永远忘不了。他那个时候太美了。
And he shared with me a very shock moment to him at the scene and that he sees that so beautiful, so awesome.
我想这个英国科学家要听到这个话就会问你是不是看到一头猪啊。
And I think this British biologist, if he hear what he said, he probably said, oh, you see a pig?
他看到什么？就我那个同事看到什么？
And actually, my colleague, do you know what he sees?
他以前是军人，他在就是很边远的边疆啊，去看守，在一个高山上面，他那天躺在那里。
And he was a soldier, so he was stationed in a very remote station. So one day he was lying on a very top mountain.
天上全是星星。
And the night, and he looked at the sky full of stars.
巨大的银河
，It's a huge galaxy.
然后真的，他当时就感觉到自己就在这个银河当中，地球就是整个银河当中的一个小点，他觉得自己被银河包围的。
And he just felt at that time that he was surrounded by the huge galaxy, and he just He and the earth, just a very little dot, surrounded by this huge galaxy.
我们在这里看天上的星星，都觉得它在上面，我们在下面，是不是？
And today, when we look at a star, our feeling is that star is up there, and we are in the down here.
他那个时候不是这样，他看到了真正的银河，整个包把它包围在里面，然后地球就像一个极小的点，他能够感受到这些，地球像个极小的点，在这个巨大的银河当中把它包围着。
And he's not seeing that. He was in the top of a mountain and he feels the whole galaxy actually around him and the little earth as the little dot.
他感到极大的喜乐，很难用语言来表达他的那种经历。
And he said he has a great joy and it's hard to describe in the language about his experience.
无神论者会说，你欣赏美就是因为有食物。
And I guess the atheist will say to him, when you enjoy this beauty because you're thinking about the food.
银河里有什么食物？
And what kind of food that galaxy have?
我们祖先知道银河里有食物吗？
Do our ancestor knows that food, there's a food in the galaxy?
很荒唐的言
论。And that's just absurd.
但是当我们信靠神的时候，我们看到这一切美丽的背后有上帝的美在传递，我们得到的喜乐，哪怕看到一朵花，我们都得到最大最大的喜乐。
But when we trust God, when we look at all those awesome view and beauties, even a little flower, we see the beauty of God. That joy fills us.
所以有一个法国哲学家，他以前是无神论者，但是他后来认罪悔改，他信靠主耶稣基督。
And there's a French philosophy. He was an atheist before, but later he confesses sin and accepts Jesus Christ.
然后他很喜欢旅游，他看各样的风景，他很喜欢这种陶醉在里面。但是他说，当我没有信上帝之前，我的这种喜乐总带着一点忧伤。
And he said he likes to travel. He likes to travel a lot to see all those beautiful scenes.And he said this, he said, before I become a Christian, when I enjoy all those beauty and awesome views, and there's always a slight shred of sadness in my heart.
我看日出日落，看这个风吹过来，我闻到花香，我非常爱这些，我非常享受这些，但是我心里总有一点遗憾和忧伤。
And I look at the sunlight, sundown, I look at the flower, and the wind blow the fragrance of the flower into my nose. And I enjoy all this, but there's always a shred of sadness in my heart.
后来当我信靠上帝，我认识上帝后，我就知道了为什么会这样。
And later on, when I trust God, and then I know why is that.
因为我从这一切美好当中，我感到了爱。我爱这些，然后这些这样的爱我，这样的呵护我，让我去经历，让我去感受，但是我就不认识这背后的创造者。
He said he understand why this sadness in his heart, because when he sees all those beauty and he feels the love that those beauty showed to him, but he don't know the creator behind all those beautiful things.
就当我认识上帝以后，我才明白，原来上帝如此的爱我。
And when I trust God, I know God, then I come to understanding that God loved me so much.
所以我以前一直在寻找。
So I was seeking before.
我在这里感受到一点爱，我在那里感受到一点爱，但是我总不满足，我总不满足。
From here, I experienced love, and from there, I experienced some love, but somehow I was not satisfied.
因为我终于明白，我真的要找谁呢？我在找这背后这创造的那一位，这背后他透过这一切来爱我的那一位，这是我要找的。
Then finally, I come to understanding what I'm not satisfied is because.I'm looking for here, looking for there, but the ultimate I'm looking for, I'm seeking, is the things behind this, the creator of all this, and this is the one I'm seeking.
当然，我也认识信靠上帝以后，我知道这是上帝其实也在呼唤我。
And so when I know God and I come to know that God called me, looking for me as well.
当人回应上帝这样的爱的呼唤的时候，人生到处充满了喜乐，充满了惊喜，但是却没有遗憾。
So when people respond to the call of God, loving call of God, and then they enjoy all those love, and no longer have this shred of regret or sadness.
所以当人堕落犯罪一开始，神就在呼唤人：人，你在哪里？
So in the garden, when people fall, so Adam and Eve called, fall, God is start to calling people, looking for people, say, people, where are you?
圣经告诉我们，上帝借着他所造的万物何等的美好，何等的奇妙。上帝让我们在这一切当中看到向我们施慈爱怜悯我们的上帝。
God tells us through all those creation that God showed us how great God is and lead us to know this, the creator of God.
上帝在呼唤我们。
God is calling us.
如果说到呼唤，我想可能更多的人知道有一本书，也叫做什么呼唤。
And talking about the call, a lot of people may know there's a book. It's also started with call.
这是很多很多高中生的必读书，杰克伦敦的一本书。
And this is a lot of high school students have to read a book. It's reading material is by Jack London.
中文翻成野性的呼唤。
And it is the call of the world.
The call of the wild. 杰克伦敦是一个坚定的无神论者。
Of course, Jack London is a very solid atheist.
他写一本书叫野性的呼唤。
And he wrote a book, it's the call of the wild.
当然了，这个书里的主人物是一只狗啊，然后这个狗后来回应他这个心中这个呼唤，他宁愿做一只狼，他差不多就这个意思啊。
Of course, this the character is a dog, and then in the end, it's pretty much that in the end that dog respond the call of the wild in its heart, and they become a wolf.
当然了。其实这也是作者他自己的心里的一种表达。
Of course, he used that to express something deep in his heart, to express what he felt.
很多的时候，我们会听见自己心中人性的呼唤，或者说神性的呼唤。
Many times we can hear the call from our heart out of humanity.We could also hear the call out of the deity.
当我们做一些事情的时候，我们实在是做不下去，我们做不出，做不到，因为我们是人，我们干不出这样的事。
And so when we do some things, there sometimes we cannot do it because I'm a human, so I cannot do it.
但是有些人心里是另外一种呼唤。
And but some people have another call.
那被称为野性的呼唤。
And a call of the wild.
杰克伦敦他说过一句话，就是当我死了，我真的死了。
And Jack London said this, when I died.
然后我的死就像你和我曾经捏死的最后一个蚊子一样，就这样。
And he said my death and your death is no different. That just as much obligate.As the last mosquito being squished.
这就是一个无神论者。
And this is an atheist view.
他实在是看不到自己生命的价值跟一只蚊子有什么本质区别。
And he basically don't see any difference in the value of his life and a mosquito.
人就是这样。
People is just like this.
跟从你心里野性的呼唤吧。
Follow your call of a wild in your heart.
不要把自己看得比一只蚊子更重要。
Don't look at yourself as more important than a mosquito.
人的死跟一只蚊子的死，在杰克伦敦心目当中看一样的。
The death of human and the death of mosquito is the same in Jack London's view.
这就是一个唯物主义，这就是无神论者。
This is the atheist view, and
他的书很多人读，很多人崇拜他，他的书要必读的。
And a lot of people read his book, and his book has been listed as kind of must read.
你说这样的人活在世界上，他真的他能够有什么样真正的喜乐和乐趣呢？他看到的就是食物，就是野性。
If you think about this, is such a person, what kind of true joy that person could have if he lived this on this earth? All he has is the food or the water.
啊，我们有可能我们都知道弗洛伊德这个对现代哲学影响非常大的一个人。
And we also know the Freud.And he has a huge influence in the modern philosophy and psychology.
啊，他也是一个无神论，坚定的无神论。
He is a atheist as well.
那么很多人都知道他的学说就是我们人做一切的事情就是被一个原因驱动。
And his theory is basically all humans, all things, is driven. All what we do is driven by one thing.
被我们的性欲。
And is driven by our sexuality.
做一切的事。
All the things we do.
就是为了满足你的性欲。
Is to satisfy our sexuality.
说到底就是为了你繁殖后代。
And in the end, it's just for the regeneration.
我们都知道这就是弗洛伊德最响亮的观点。
And we know this is the very, very top, very,obvious view of the Freud.
但是到后来可能很多人不知道他晚期他说他又找到了第二个驱动人一切行动一切思想的原因了他找到第二个原因
And people are familiar with that his so-called sexuality-driven theory and actually in the later years of his life he said he come to the second nature that driven our life
什么呢死亡
And he said that we have the second instinct which drives our life. This is death.
或者说死亡本能。
And it's all, if you call it, it's called the death instinct.
前面是生殖本能或者欲望性欲本能。
Or if you cut the first one, the sexuality instinct, and the second one is the death instinct.
啊，什么意思？他就说人呐，就是喜欢自己毁灭自己，人就是喜欢自己伤害自己，这是一种本能。
And the death instinct basically says.Human is willing to just destroy themselves or hurt themselves.
我们今天最聪明的人，最大的资源，最高的科技都用在什么上面
？So today, our most smart person and the most high technology will be used on what?
杀人武器，对不对
？Weapons.
啊，现在关于新冠病毒有很多的谣言，是不是
？And for the COVID-19, there's a lot of rumors.
啊，太厉害了。太厉害了
the virus is so strong
是这样人后来这就是人不信神人不信靠神就会是这样就会走到这条路上去
and that's true if a person we don't believe in God we trust God and we will walk into that path
但是我们内心都告诉我们不是这样的
But deep in our heart, actually, they told us we are not like this.
不是这样，我们看风景，我们感受一样的美，我们过我们的人生，不是这样的，不是仅仅为了食物，不是仅仅为了性欲，也不是为了我要毁我自己。每一个人内心都告诉我们不是这样的。
When we live our life, we look at the beauties around us, and we tell ourselves our life actually is not just because of food.Not just because of sexuality, not just because we want to destroy ourselves.
但是你如果不认识神，不信靠神，这是世界上被人认为最聪明的哲学家，他就说那就是这样的。
But if we don't believe in God, we trust God. Even our heart said it's not like this, but we inevitably walk down to that path.
奥古斯丁讲过一句话，他说这个世界的美好啊。这世界上一切的美好，一切的欢乐， 就是上帝给我们的订婚戒指。
And Augustine said, all the beauties that this world has shown to us is an engagement ring that God gave to us.
就像我们今天唱的那个诗歌，一切美善的事都是从神那里来。
And just like the hymn we sing in the beginning, all the beauty and the good things is from God.
但是呢，这是一个订婚戒指。
But all those beautiful things, according to Augustine, that this is the way, engagement ring that God gave us.
他说没有一个女，没有一个新娘说我只要这个戒指就够了，我不要见新郎，我有这个戒指就够，这个戒指很漂亮。
And there's no bride would say once she got this engagement ring, then she said that's enough. I don't want to see the bridegroom.
他说当我们看到这些的时候，所有我们人生的喜乐，我们人生的快乐，美丽的风景，其实这一切就是引导我们去追寻，去认识，去信靠，把这一切给我们的那一位。
And Augustine basically says, when we see all those beauty and all those good things, and all those are lead us to know the one who gave all those to us.
当我们真正的认识信靠那创造的主，那爱我们的上帝，生活完全不一样。
So when we truly know this creator and the one who loves us, then our life will completely different.
就像杰克伦敦，他虽然说的这个人生的真相好像很冷酷很残忍。
And just like Jack London, and he said that this life, the truth of life is very cool and very cruel.
当时后来当他赚到钱了之后，他还是给自己买很大的房子，买很大的产业，他还去享受。
Of course, and when he got made money, and he bought a very good house and very good properties and to enjoy.
但是我相信他从来没有真正的喜乐和满足过。
But I believe he will never actually truly enjoy and have happiness, satisfaction.
如果他真正的喜乐和满足过，他不会说自己的死，这个世界上所有人的死，就像一个蚊子一样，他不会讲这样的话。
If he truly enjoy and have a true joy in his heart and truly satisfied with his life, I don't think he will say his death will be no different from a mosquito's death.
他最后临死的时候对他的夫人就说，我死了就够随便一埋，碑都不用立。
And when,
这就是人没有什么价值。
When at the time of his death, he just told his wife, he said, when I die, just do whatever, even don't need a set of tombstone or bury somewhere. It has no meaning.
所以他讲这样的话让我看见，一个方面对于这样的人，上帝都这样的爱他，上帝给他很多，供应他很多。
And when I think about this, even for people like this, God still loves him. God provides lots for him.
那从另外一个方面，如果他不信靠上帝，不认识上帝，他有再多，他看自己仍然是没有价值，他仍然是痛苦的，绝望的。
But on the other hand, even though God gave him so much, and without God, his life is still painful and without hope.
我还看到一个年轻人的见证，这个年轻人很年轻，他就得了绝症，他已经就要死去了。
And I also remember another testimony by a young man.And he has a cancer and is at the time of death.
然后当他临死的时候，不知道怎么回事，突然一只羽毛飘到了他的面前，他拿起了一个羽毛来看这个羽毛。
And when he was on his deathbed, and somehow suddenly there is a fur, a bird's fur or some fur like waving brought to his front.
然后看那羽毛。太柔软，太优美，每一个线条都恰到好处，太美了。
And when he picked up this fur, look at it, it's so soft, so beauty, and the figure is so amazing, and it's so beautiful.
然后他说，创造这一个羽毛的上帝，他如此的爱我。
And he said, the creator of this fur, and he loved him so much, loved me so much.
而他很喜乐平安地离开这个世界。
And when he leave this world with great peace and joy.
带着感恩，带着幸福，带着喜乐，
And he lived this world with thanksgiving and with joy and with happiness.
你说他得过什么？他有过什么好东西吗？年轻人一辈子在这个世上。
And、this young man may not have any good things in this world.
但是一个小小的羽毛就够了。
But even a little fur will be enough for him.
为什么这个年轻人跟杰克伦敦有这么大的不同呢？
And why it's so different between this young man and Jack London?
因为这个年轻人透过一个小小的羽毛，他看见背后的上帝。
Because he threw this very little fur and see the God behind him.
我们一起来读耶利米书的二章十三节。
I want to read Book of Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 13.
耶利米书二章十三节起，我的百姓做了两件恶事，就是离弃我这活水的泉源，为自己凿出池子。是破裂不能存水的池子。好，我们再接着来读约翰福音四章十三到十四节。
Let's also read John 4:13-14.
耶稣回答说：“凡喝这水的，还要再渴。人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水。”要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。我们在读箴言十章二十二节。
Let's also read Proverbs chapter 10 verse 22.
耶和华所赐的福，使人富足，并不加上忧虑。上帝赐给我们的，让我们心里满足喜乐，但是却不加上忧虑。
And the passage said, "The blessing of God makes one rich, but there's no sorrow."
从上帝之外，我们能不能够得好处啊？姊妹摇头。
And aside from God, can we have a blessing?
加引号哈，我们如果说加引号的 blessing 还是会有。比如说有些人不信上帝，他一样很成功啊，从人来看一样很成功啊，很好的事业，很高的地位啊，他可能不信上帝。
Of course, the blessings kind of have a pull. There's a lot of people don't believe in God, but in the earth view, they're still very successful in their life.
但是他们的人生当中一定有忧虑。
But in their life, even no matter how prosperous, there will be sorrow.
忧虑很多时候你看得到，有的时候他没有让外人看到。
And a lot of times you cannot see the deep sorrow in the life. Outward you cannot see.
但圣经告诉我们，唯独从神来的，让我们心里富足满足，但是却没有忧虑。
But Bible tells us only the blessing from God that make you rich, but there's no sorrow with it.
我们来读约翰福音，一开始就告诉我们，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
And the book of John, at the very beginning, told us, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
然后我们知道，这个道就是指的主耶稣。
And we know that Word is referred to Jesus.
有时候我们觉得，哎呀，这个道这个词好复杂，到底怎么去理解？
And a lot of times we think that the word is very complicated. How do we understand that?
耶稣他自己说，因为他耶稣是就是道。耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Jesus made it more clear about what it means the word, because Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
那么什么是道呢？就是约翰福音一开始所提的这个道。这个道就是上帝。什么是这个道
？And what is the word? And in the beginning of the book of John mentioned that the word is God.
我们用耶稣的话啊，我们可以很清晰的来理解，就是对于人来说，就是道路、真理、生命。
If we can just use the word of Jesus, we can make it very clear. The word to us.To man, is that is the way, the truth, and the life.
不认识耶稣，不信靠耶稣，我们走什么路都是错的。
If you don't know Jesus and don't trust Jesus, no matter what path you walk down, it will be wrong.
就这一条路。
And it's the only way.
那这条路呢是真理。
And this way leads to truth.
上帝的话，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口中所出的一切话。
And you walk on this way, you live by the word of God, not by food alone.
然后才有真正的生命。
And then you have the true life.
所以我们今天一开始就说，在他里面有生命，也就是说在主耶稣里面，在上帝里面有生命。
So that's why in the beginning we said in him there's a life.
那么换句话,
Only in Jesus there's a life.
换句话说，不在上帝里，不在耶稣里，没有生命。
So in other words, if there's no life, if there's not in him.
我今天列举了一些很著名的这些无神论者，他们攻击基督教信仰，攻击得很厉害，很多人跟从他们，他们在世界上有很高的名誉。
Today I mentioned a couple of famous atheists. They attack on the Christianity, and they have a lot of fame in this world.
他们对人的生命有很多自己的判断。
They have their own judgment, and according to the human life.
他说人的生命不就是食物？
And they said, well, human life is just food.
性欲繁殖后代。
Sexuality and produce the air.
跟一只蚊子没有什么不同。
And there's no different from the mosquito.
我相信我们每一个人内心深处都知道这是一派胡言。
And I believe in deep our heart, every one of us know this is nonsense.
因为我们是按神的形象和样式造。
Because deep in our heart, we know we are created in the image of God.
我们里面有永恒的生命。
We have its eternal desire for its life.
真正能够让我们的心灵满足的、喜乐的，我们有不竭的、不穷尽的生命力的，就是上帝。
The things that truly can make us joy and happiness with endless source fill us, that is God.
当我们认识这一位上帝的时候，我们生命当中每一个时刻、每一个地方都可以充满平安、喜乐和满足。
When we know God, no matter what time, what place we are, and there will always fill with peace and joy.
我们不需要太多，可能一片羽毛就够了，可能一朵花就够了。
We don't need too much, maybe a piece of fur or a flower.
但如果我们不认识上帝，不信靠这一位神。
But if we don't trust God and we don't know this God,
我们就没有真正的生命。
We will not have a true life.
或者说我们就失去我们本应该有的真正的生命。
Or we can say we lost the eternal life we're supposed to have.
哪怕我们拥有再多，像杰克伦敦那样，那他最后他有很大的房子，很大片的土地，现在成了加州的州立公园的，他那个地方非常好。
No matter how many things we earthly things we possess, like Jack London, and he has a lot of properties now become a public park in California.
但是很遗憾，他没有真正的生命。
But unfortunately, there's no true life in him.
愿神来带领我们，让我们每一个人真正的来认识神，来信靠神。让我们真正得到道路、真理、生命。
May the Lord lead us so that each one of us can trust to know God and trust God, and so lead us in the way and the truth and the life.
我们起来做个祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督，道成肉身来到世上，来寻找，来拯救我们。
Thank you, send your only Son come to this world to seek us and save us.
感谢主耶稣基督代替我们担负我们的罪，在十字架上受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活。
Thank Jesus died in our place and bear our sin and died and raised from the dead the third day.
感谢主耶稣开了一条又新又活的路，然后我们可以借着主耶稣基督来认识、来信靠独一的真神上帝。
Thank Jesus that opened a new and a living way that we can come to God and trust this only God.
愿 神让我们每一个人的生命啊，因着认识神、信靠神，让我们真正的活出那充满喜乐、能够啊充满平安的生命。
May God, that because of trust in Jesus Christ, then we can live a life that truly filled with true joy and peace.
让我们在这地上虽然短暂的生命，也能够成为啊荣耀上帝的生命。
And so our life on earth, even this temple, but still a life can bring glory to God.
这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢神借着冯涛弟兄的口跟我们分享今天的信息。好，我们来唱啊，回应诗歌主是我意象。恳求心中望成为我意象，万事无所慕，唯主是希望。愿你居首位，愿你高思想，工作或睡觉，只容作我光，成为我智慧，成为我真言。我愿常跟你，你做我良伴。你是神天父，我的好资源。你住我心田，我与你结连。不挂衣服雨，不虚目虚荣，主是我基业，一直到永远。唯有主基督能居我心中，你是天上王，神真宝全能，天上大君王，辉煌的太阳。我因的生长，天乐和分享。金玉虽无常，但求心中望。掌管万有者，永作我意象。 再次带着感恩的心啊，我们能够回到教会来敬拜主，我们也欢迎啊弟兄姐妹啊，不管是在这边或是线上的啊，我们可以一起来敬拜他。接下来是啊，今天的报告事项。昨天有啊许多位的弟兄姐妹啊，神感动这些弟兄姐妹啊来到教会做清洁的工作，然后外面里面都啊焕然一新。今天可以啊这边一起来敬拜主。那啊，我们从今天就是5月17号开始在教会的实体聚会，那包括早上9点半的主日学，还有10点半的主日敬拜，那5月份都会用这样的方式来进行哦。那但是我们暂时没有啊婴儿看顾，那我们也是保持啊社交距离，就是我们的座会安排有一些特别的安排，让大家能够有这个社交距离。那我们 啊，定这个聚会人数呢，我们不要有超过25人。所以啊，如果在接下来两周啊，你如果要来参加实体聚会，请跟福山弟兄来联系。啊，第二个报告事项就是啊，我们啊继续，虽然我们已经回到教会来实体聚会，但是我们继续会在线上啊用 Zoom 啊用来。啊，在主日学还有主日敬拜，我们会继续再用 Zoom 来啊同步的进行哦。那来参加实体聚会的弟兄姐妹呢，请戴口罩。那如果你没有口罩，教会会提供。那我们在聚会之后呢，教会会做内部清洁消毒，那确保啊我们提供一个清洁的场所，能够来这边来敬拜神。那第三项就是我们继续为着教会的实体聚会来祷告，那啊也为弟兄姐妹的信心来祷告。那啊我们教会其他常规的聚会，我们继续用线上进行的方式，不管是周二晚上7点的祷告会，周三早上的姐妹会，还有周五晚上7点半的查经，啊还是啊。继续用 Zoom 的方式来进行。啊，最后一项，第五项就是啊，如果啊我们对教会有奉献，可以用支票啊，能够寄到教会的邮箱。那下面啊是有教会的啊住址。有没有其他的报告事项？啊，没有的话，啊，我们一起起立，我们来。啊，宣告我们的信仰告白。好，一二三，请。我信上帝全能的父，创造天地的主。我信我主耶稣基督，上帝的独生子，因着圣灵感孕，从童贞女玛利亚所生，在本丢比拉多手下受难，被钉在十字架，受死埋葬，降在阴间。第三天从死里复活，从升天坐在全能父上帝的右边，将来必从那里降临审判活人死人。我信圣灵，我信圣徒的公之教会，我信圣徒相通，我信罪得赦免，我信永复活，我信永生。阿们。接下来是冯涛弟兄为我们祝祷，让我们继续站立。
用哥林多后书13:14来祝祷。
We have this Second Corinthians chapter thirteen, verse fourteen as our benediction.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动，常与你们众人。
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐，我默祷散会。